Yisrael, we're going to be doing Simon Tef. Ezeb Gadim Chayvim B'Tzitzis. Which articles of clothing are required to have tzitzis? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ein chayv b'tzitzis min haTorah ela beged pishtim o shel tzemer v'chelim av bigdei sharech minim ein chayvim b'tzitzis. Only flax or wool from sheep is chayv midoraita to wear tzitzis. Whereas every other type of clothing article is only chayiv midrabanan. The Ramadan writes, "Yeshamim dekula chayiv midraita v'achi yachata." But some say that all clothing articles are chayiv midraita, and that is indeed the halacha. So we have here a classic machlok. It's a Shulchan Aruch. It says you need to have cotton or flax, and since nobody really wears flax anymore, basically. Cotton is midiraita and everything else is subpar midirabanan. Whereas the Rama says, no, there are those who say any clothing article is fine. Now, really, what this is going back to is a machloket in the Gemara in Menachot, where if I believe it's the Rambam and the Ritva, right? Not the Ritva, the Rambam and the Rif, Paskin, that it's only wool, which is deraita. Whereas the Rashi and Tosvot say no, any clothing article is deraita, fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. Lechora then, Svaradim should be makbid if possible to wear wool. And Ashkenazim can be lenient a little bit and wear cotton or other articles of clothing. But it's not that simple. Because comes the Mishnah Berurah and explains that a Yirish Amayim really should be try to be machmir like the Da'a of the Shulchan Aruch and wear wool even if you're an Ashkenazi. So, you know, who wouldn't want to be in the category of Yirish Amayim? So we really should try to wear wool. And to back that up, Ramosha Feinstein even says something really crazy that... You know, the Gemara, which says that at a time of wrath, God will punish people who don't wear tzitzis, who, even though technically you don't have to wear tzitzis, but if you're, like, trying to get out of a mitzvah, and God will be angry at a time of wrath, that even applies, he says, to someone who doesn't wear wool, instead wears cotton. Wow. Intense. On the flip side, points out many of the other posts that the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, and the Chazon Ish, the Bnei Brak, Haredi Rebbe actually were makbid not to wear wool, but specifically to wear other articles, like cotton, for example, to show the world that we don't paskin, that you need to be machmir to wear wool. And it's pretty hot in Bnei Brak. There's actually some unclarity as to why exactly the Vilna Gaon did that. Maybe he wore a wool katalis gadol, and not a... But the Pashtus, it seems that even an Ashkenazi have big poskim to rely upon to not wear wool. What the minhag is in Bnei Brak, I'm not sure. But certainly there are many holy yidden who don't wear wool, and that seems to have many big rabbis to back them up on that. And on the other end, if you want to be machmir and wear wool just to get the midoraita mitzvah, ha-machmir tavo alav bracha, as the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's considered a higher level mitzvah to do the right to mitzvah, and that's a nafkamina. Otherwise, even a rabbinical mitzvah, everyone agrees you say a bracha, and there's not that, unless there's like a suffix of whether you should wear tzitzis in the first place, there's not too many practical ramifications about that. I certainly think in the summer months, there's definitely a lot of room to be lenient to wear regular cotton or other garments, not wool. But yeah, you want to be more strict? Great. The Aruch HaShulchan goes through the analysis and what's the real argument based on. So he explains that there are two psukim which are the source for tzitzit. One source, the source in Bamidbar, indicates that any al kanfi bigdehem, any beged. So that's the source that any type of clothing article would be fine for tzitzis. However, there's another source in Vayikra regarding Negayim where it specifically says a beged is pishtan or wool. And so if we go based on that, it would seem like that's the machmir opinion. I have to say, I don't know, I logically might feel like a baguette is a baguette and be like the lenient remote position. But, you know, I'm not a big POSEC, so it seems like there's great dolem on either side. And that is a quick summary of this fascinating halacha in Tet Aleph, of which type of garment should a person wear. Have an amazing day.